Hey, what's up, everyone? It is Sherry and
Trevor.
And today we are on episode 8, and we are going to be talking about events as a marketing tool. So stay tuned.
And we are live. So conferences, it is the conference season. It is the fall. Everyone's going to be very busy. And we just wanted to know how you guys are preparing for yours. Oh, before we start, too, got this new beauty light going on. Let me just turn the beauty light off, turn it on.
Wow.
Turn it on. Ooh, look at that. So conferences. Let's break this into three parts of a conference. There's before the conference,
yep.
There's at the conference,
mm-hmm.
and there's after the conference. So right now, we are before a couple conferences, and we're getting ready to hit them up. So what are some tips and tricks that you like to do before a conference?
All right. So we're talking today about events and conferences as a marketing tool. So part of this, we're not saying you guys have to be the ones to put the conference on. We're saying you're attending.
Yeah.
All right.
So you're going to a networking event, a conference. You're going to something that a lot of people will be at.
Exactly. So what we do first, before we do these things, we're like, okay, who is at the conference? So we're going to one that's
there?
Mainly ladies.
Yes. It's
the target audience thing for our events, basically.
Yeah. So what we want to do is we want to find out who is going to be at the event. Two, we were given the opportunity to sponsor the event, so we're taking advantage of that opportunity. And so we're putting something in the bag sponsor. And in that, what we're doing is we made something very attractive, which we can't say right
it's
now
top
because
secret.
It is
and it's awesome.
A doozy. But we put together something that's amazing because when they get to the conference, they're going to pull out 10, 15, 20 other sheets of
yeah.
the, hold on, I keep reaching forward to wave at everyone. We want everyone to look at ours and notice ours. So, what we did, we put together a campaign specific for this conference and specific for female entrepreneurs because that's who's going to be there. We could not take generic, marketing tools that we would use and hand them out because they speak to everyone. So this one we wanted to make specific to the female entrepreneur to get their attention. Our goal is when they pick things out of the, I can't show you this.
That's the top secret. Oh, my gosh.
But hopefully the camera didn't pick it up. But when they pull everything out, we need them at least to give it 3 seconds to go, oh my goodness, I must turn this over and look at it again.
Our goal is to outshine everyone else in that bag.
Yes.
That's straight up what it is.
Yeah. And here's a little tip. Even if we weren't in the bag, because not always are we given
yeah.
the opportunity to put something into a bag, we still would have had something that we could hand out to people. So
yeah.
So step one is find out who the audience is and have something on the ready and prepare something to be on the ready that you can hand out while you're there. So find out who's there.
Yeah, so we make a game plan.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter where we are. So we've been at trade shows before. We've had our game plan. We've had, events that we're sponsoring, like this one that we're talking about. We've had, and then we just sometimes show up and learn like everyone else.
Yep.
But we always have a game plan. And part of that is figuring out, okay, here's who the target audience is. Now, what do we want to do? What's our goal here?
Yep. Another thing that you can do is, if it's an event that the attendees are listed, you can either A, go through that and see who the attendees are and reach out to them. Two, you can reach out to the vendors that are at the event because the vendors 100% will be listed. And also what you can do is go to social media. So you can say, hey, hashtag name of the event, and who's going to this event or who's going? Let's connect beforehand. So now when you get to the event, you avoid that awkward ice-breaking moment of who do I talk to? You've reached out to them beforehand. You say, I'd love to connect with you at the event. And now you've got yourself a plan. Before the event, I reached out to people. I told them that I'm going to connect with them. And now when I'm there, you can then walk up to the person and say, oh, hey, Sherry, it's Trevor.
Yeah.
I reached out to you before the event. Here's my card. Here's some of the stuff. Why don't you tell me about your business? I'll tell you about my business. And that's another great way of taking advantage of things before the event happens.
Yeah, that works so well, especially if you kind of are an introvert like me. I need kind of a little bit of
push.
A push. So that's like a really nice way to be like, hey, actually that happened to an event we were at in the spring. We were, we had a table and then we were hitting all the other tables and I went up and I'm like, hey, actually I started following you guys on Facebook and I really, really love your product. Da, da, da. It was just a nice way and it was warm. So they received me right away as opposed to like a cold calling, like I'm here to get your business.
Sure. Cause imagine if you were a vendor at an event and somebody walks up, a lot of people will walk up and they're not going to say anything, but imagine that person that walks up and says, I checked out your Facebook page last week. I love what you're doing. Now all of a sudden that's going to engage conversation.
Yeah.
And that's really what we want to do is engage, start the conversation, because you need to start the conversation because you want to build your network of people.
Yeah.
You might not do business with them, but if you can build the network of people, because somebody's going to say, hey, do you know someone who does this? They may just think of you. So
yeah. So this is a nice segue into now from pre to here we are. We're at the event.
You're walking
What's
around
the
this plan?
Event,
and let me see. Here's what you do. You've got your you know, all your business cards in your hand, and you're walking around going, oh, what do I do with them? We've been there before. All of us have. And sometimes you take 100 business cards with you, and then when you get home, you count them, and there's 99 left. So how can you get out of the funk of how do I talk to people? Sorry, I keep leaning forward to wave at people who are watching. One, set yourself a challenge, like write it down of what you want to do before you go to the event. List your work and work your list. So maybe you say, I want to connect and hand out business cards to 20 people at the event over the next 2 days. Make that a challenge for yourself to do that and then go and get it done. If you don't write it down, it won't get done. But as at least if you write it down, you have a much better chance of getting it done. So step one is write goals so that when you're at the event, you can then tick them off to go, yep, you know what? I met 5 people already this morning. Break it all down. 20 people over 2 days is 10 people a day, 5 people in the morning, 5 people at night. Meet them at you know what? The person sitting beside you, the person who's grabbing coffee, the person behind you at lunch, the person walking in registering with you. Many, many people are coming in at the same time as you. So therefore, there's lots of opportunity to meet people and to challenge yourself to get out of that comfort zone and talk with people. So
yeah.
I'd say challenge yourself is one.
Another thing I do is I try and break away from the people I'm with, because sometimes if I go with friends or my sisters or whatever, or you, I kind of stay close because I'm not into meeting new people. It's really easy. It's really comfortable. And the next thing you know, it's like, oh, I was with all these strangers for a week and I didn't meet any of them. So what I do is just say, okay, you know what? I'm going to eat lunch, but then I'm going to break away for dessert and try and meet new people or whatever. I also try and identify the extrovert, because those people are super easy to approach because they will literally take the lead. They just want someone to listen to them. So I like looking.
Find the chatty Cathys.
You know what? It's gold. One time I was at an event. I was all alone. I was sitting at a table all alone saying in my head, like, oh my gosh, I got to meet someone, do something. This lady came up, sat beside me. She was like, bloop, 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 bloop. And then other people joined in and she just... And it was awesome.
Allow
so
them
fine.
To bring the people to you.
Yeah, exactly. Like she drew the people in. And then she said, oh, tell me about yourself. And then I was able to pitch to people. And I actually met a really, really good contact from Toronto just because that lady was so outgoing. And then she included me in the conversation. So for the introverts, find those people. And if you are the extrovert, invite the introverts into the conversation because you don't know what kind of connection you're going to make.
When I was down in Nashville, I went up to one of the speakers and I said, hey, really loved what you were speaking about. I'd love to buy you lunch, which came to a whopping $9 or $10. But I'd love to buy you lunch because I want to ask you a few questions. So, A, it got me sitting down at a table with a speaker and the information was invaluable.
Yeah.
So, just... challenge yourself to do things. I want to meet new people. I want to meet the speakers. Cozy up with the speakers because they probably have the biggest lists that are there. So cozy up with the speakers. Challenge yourself to meet new people. As Sherry said, chat with the chatty Cathys of the group. Allow them, get them working and get the super connectors to say, hey, do you know Sherry here? Sherry, do you know this person? They'll bring all the people to the party.
Yeah.
So they're looking for you so that they can be the person that brings all the people to the party.
Yeah, yeah. They legit like it. So you're just doing them a favor.
And so we talked pre-event. We talked at the event. The biggest thing now is the post-event.
Yeah.
here's what happens. You walk home and you drive home and you've got a good stack of business cards, or you've connected and emailed with people and you're like, you know what? I've got a plan. I'm going to hit them all. And what happens is life, work, business, customers that are already paying us, they get in the way. In a nice way, they get in the way. So you have to figure out what is your post-show plan. So one, again, challenge yourself. Write down a list of what you want to do. Here's an easy one. If someone is geographically in your area, while you're at the event and you grab the card, just say, listen, hey, Sherry, I'd love to connect with you after the event. Maybe grab a coffee. What's your schedule in the next month look like? If I send you a couple of dates, can you check it out? Yeah, easy. Makes it simple, simple, simple for you to send that note out.
I'll just interrupt with that one. Make sure you're the one getting their information, because sometimes we give the information, we give the card without giving anything back, and we're hoping they're the ones that will do the follow-up, but really you should be the one doing the follow-up.
Extroverts, we don't worry about that. That's what introverts worry about. So what else? So connect right away. If you don't, so for two reasons. One, if you don't connect right away, it'll go to the back of your mind. Once it's in the back of the mind, it slips even further back. And guess what? The next conference is coming up. You're now worried about that. You're forgetting about the old conference and you don't do it. So do your connections ASAP as soon as the conference is done. Send that email. Here's a little tip. Write one email and then, sorry, for those just jumping in, I keep leaning forward to wave to everyone. Write one email. And then just edit it for the person that you're talking to. So it could be, hey, the blanket statement could be, it was fantastic meeting you at XYZ conference last week. Wanted to connect with you here. Let me know if you're available for coffee again, if they're in your geographical area, or is there a way that we can do business? So you paste that in, but you make it unique to the person. Hey, you know, hey, Sherry, it's great meeting you at the event and grabbing lunch with you. Really liked what you're talking about on, you know, whatever your business is, and then go from there. That way it makes it nice and easy. Just paste, edit, make it unique to that person, send. Paste, edit, make it unique to that person, send. That's via email. And then also make sure, because it is business, go to LinkedIn. You want to make sure that you're going on LinkedIn. You also want to ask them where, at the event, you can say, where's the best way to get a hold of you? Is it email? Is it LinkedIn? Believe it or not, if they're young, and in the millennial space, some of them aren't using email as much as they're using a social media to connect with. So if they're connecting more on social media, make sure you meet them where they are connecting. If they're meeting on email, make sure you meet them on email where they're connecting again. Mm-hmm. So, but follow up immediately afterwards and try to connect again, because it's all, again, it's all about building your network. It's all about getting more business. And if you can't get more business with the person you're connecting with, maybe they can connect you with the next person who can give you business. We actually just heard a story this week from a guy who was given a referral, and that referral ended up getting four jobs, which then ended up being like $77,000 worth of business in 6 weeks. So it might not be the person that you're dealing with that's going to give you the job, but maybe they know. And these were referrals and brothers and other people and other businesses that could help out. So
Another thing I'll say about following up is I went to a conference and it was for specifically social media people. I messaged on Facebook all of the speakers, and two, so there was probably like five or six speakers. Two of them actually got back. The one guy said, hey, I loved your message. Thanks so much. And he said, oh, wow, thanks for reaching out. And then he said, oh, you know what? I'm a social media manager. I've noticed on Facebook you've been doing this. I think it would help if you do this instead. Just a little, I wasn't hoping for his business. And the next thing you knew, I did get him as a customer. And then this other lady, she became like this referral, like guru for me, basically. Like, so it was, and just because I said, hey, Sue,
super connector.
Man, I loved your message the other day. And then she remembered me from the lunch where the lady was talking all. And we kind of became like, not friends, but acquaintances.
She was a super connector. And she pointed people your way.
Yeah. And then, but all because I said, hey, you know, I sat with you at lunch. Not sure if you remember me. Just want to say your message was awesome. You're so funny. You had me laughing. Really appreciated what you had to say. I wasn't selling myself. I was just genuinely saying, thanks so much. You really like made the conference nice. And then that happened. So even something as simple as just a simple, you know what, thanks so much. We really loved you and you were such a highlight, period.
Yeah. And so I think for a wrap up, the reason why we're talking about this is, as Sherry had mentioned, we're going to an event on Wednesday. We've got something super that's in. We'll share it with you guys. Maybe we'll call this part one. Mm-hmm. We'll call this part one of our podcast, and part two is going to be after, and we can show you what we came up with. We can let you know how many people registered for what we're doing. Ooh, I don't want to say too much. That's already saying too much. What we're doing is we're doing something that needs people to sign up. So we're going to be testing our theory to say how many people out of the 80 or 100 people that look at it, how many people are going to sign up to come out and sit down and chat with us so we can talk business with them. I'm open for 10. If we get 15, that would be great. If we get 20, we could be in trouble. If we get 30, well, it'll be
extra trouble.
Then we can't share the secret, because then we start selling the secret if we get that many people. But we're really stoked about it. Let us know what you guys are doing for conferences that you guys are going to, how you guys are getting that next big whale of a client, how you guys are preparing for those conferences, what you're doing at them, and your post follow-up. We'd love to hear from you. Again, if there's anything you guys want us to talk about, or if anything that you want to come in and chat with us about, by all means, come on in. We're located in Brantford, Ontario. We have great coffee, and if we don't, there's a bunch of coffee shops all around us.
Mm-hmm.
And until then, have yourselves an amazing weekend, and we'll chat soon. Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in to our podcast about conferences and what you do to prepare for them. If you liked what you hear, subscribe to our podcast now. We have plenty more coming. We're trying to do these weekly, and we're going to be sharing as much knowledge as we can with you. Have a great day, and we'll talk soon.